Road of Life, brought to you by Dove, D-U-Z, Dove, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Dr. Brent, call surgery. Dr. Brent, call surgery. Dr. Brent, call surgery.
Mrs. Callahan didn't.
She didn't, but now she does.
Yes. Now she does use Dove.
Now Mrs. Callahan knows that Dove, D-U-Z, is best. It does everything. But time was when Mrs. Callahan didn't know that. Oh, how she used to dread wash day.
Honestly, nobody could have a tougher wash. Such greasy black overalls. How'll I ever get them clean? Such dirty towels. How'll I ever get them white? And look at all those colored rayons I'll have to fuss with.
Then Mrs. Callahan changed from a lady who didn't to a lady who does. Now she knows Dove, the new kind of soap, does best. Dove does everything in the wash. It gives you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten suds for getting tough dirt out easy, along with greater safety for nice colors. Now, when wash day comes around, Mrs. Callahan says,
what a difference Dove makes. Why, those work clothes come clean with never a bit of hard scrubbing. And my towels are just the whitest white I've ever seen on my wash line.
Well, there's no such thing as a soap that gets tough dirt out easier or towels whiter than Dove.
No more worry about those pretty colored pieces either. Dove leaves them so bright.
Dove's extra safety really means longer life to colors. There's no denying Dove does everything. It's best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps prove it. Dove gives you the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety for colors. So be a lady who does.
Does best. Does everything.
And now we invite you to listen to Road of Life. Jim Brent is working in a laboratory in Chicago at 10:45 in the evening. The thought that within the next few days he will have to face charges of a breach of medical ethics which have been brought against him by Grant Fraser does not enter his mind. He concentrates only on the work he is doing. When it's 10:45 in Chicago, it's 10:50 in Reno, Nevada. There in a hotel room are Jim's wife and daughter. Carol, who has come to Reno to seek a divorce, is undressing in the faint yellow light given off by the single lamp left burning. Janie, for whom this trip has been filled only with excitement, is lying in the twin bed next to her mother's. Judging from her lack of movement, an outsider might think her asleep, but her eyes are open wide as saucers. Finally, having kept her silence long enough, she says,
Mommy?
Janie. I thought you and I had a new agreement. I thought you promised that after you said your prayers and got into bed, you wouldn't talk anymore. You'd go right to sleep.
But I can't go to sleep.
Have you tried?
Yes.
Have you tried very hard?
Yes. I've never slept in a big bed as this before, Mommy.
Is that the reason why you can't go to sleep?
It's so big. My toes would have to be miles and miles long to touch the bottom, wouldn't they?
Yes.
Do your toes touch the bottom, Mommy?
No.
Do Daddy's toes touch the bottom?
Yes.
Why?
Because Daddy's taller than we are. He's so tall that he can look down on both of us.
Oh. But if he's lying in bed, Mommy, he's not standing up. And if he's not standing up, he's not so tall.
Go to sleep, Janie.
How tall is Daddy?
Very tall.
Too tall?
No, he's just right. It's... Never mind.
Has Daddy always been tall?
Yes.
Even when he was little?
Janie, now you go right to sleep and stop talking. Kiss me goodnight again. And close your eyes and wait.
For what?
You know what you're waiting for.
For the Sandman?
Yes.
Oh. Mommy, why are you undressing?
Because I'm going to sleep.
So early?
Well, it isn't so early. It's way, way past your bedtime already.
Mommy, is it true that this is our new home?
Of course not, darling. Where did you get that idea?
That's what the man said in the taxi cab who brought us here.
Well, it isn't true.
But we're living here, aren't we?
Only for a while.
How long is a while, Mommy?
Oh, a few months.
Oh. And then where will we live?
Back to Chicago.
With Daddy?
No, dear. Not with Daddy.
But he's in Chicago. You told me that, Mommy. This afternoon you told me that Daddy wasn't here. You said we were on a vacation. You said Daddy was back in Chicago. Isn't he there?
Yes, Jane.
Then if he's in Chicago, and we're gonna go back to Chicago, why aren't we gonna live with him?
Because we're going to live with Grandma. We lived with Grandma for a while before we came here, didn't we?
Yes.
Well, we're going back there and live with her again.
Oh. Well, why can't we live with Daddy, too? Why, Mommy? I like living with Daddy. He's so much fun. He rides me around piggyback, and he throws me up to the ceiling, and he tucks me into bed at night, when he comes home, that is. And he lets me get into bed with him on Sunday morning, and he wakes me the funnies, and he... Well, he's so much fun. I like living with Daddy, don't you? What are you doing, Mommy? Getting into bed?
Uh-huh. Ready for me to turn off the light?
Uh-huh.
There.
Ugh. It's dark, isn't it, Mommy?
Yes, dear. Are you getting sleepy?
Uh-huh.
Good night, Janie. Sleep time.
Mommy?
Yes?
I've been thinking.
About what?
How do you know if Daddy's toes touch the bottom of the bed?
Because I do, Janie.
Oh. Night, Mommy.
Good night, Janie.
She pondered Janie's questions, both their directness and their significance. Outwardly, she felt calm and was not at all surprised as she felt sleep overtaking her body. She yielded to it gladly, willingly. She was satisfied that sleep should remove from her mind the answers she had given to her daughter's questions. There is a phenomenon which occurs during sleep. Thinking slips from the conscious into the unconscious. The brain, being as much awake as the heart or the bloodstream, conjures up strange visions and fantasies. These thoughts, pouring out of the unconscious, are called dreams. That night, her first night in Reno, Carol Brent dreamed. The faces in her dream, and the voices, too, were familiar. But what the faces did, and what the voices said, were frightening.
Reading the funny papers on Sunday.
Go on. Go on, Jim. Read the next page.
Well, Orphan Annie and Sandy...
Can't I read the funny paper with you? I'd like to.
Oh, no.
It would be impossible.
But I feel so left out of it.
Well, you can't come in here.
You're not left out of it. You don't want to be in it. You're living at Grandma's.
I don't care what either of you say. I'm going to read the funnies, too.
Oh, no. Please, Please don't. Jim, please don't let her.
But I will.
No, 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 no.
Where's Janie?
No one named Janie was here.
Well, where is happiness? Why did she leave?
Because you came. And because the bells tolled.
Oh, yes. I meant to ask you, Jim. Why are those bells ringing?
Don't you know? Those are divorce bells.
What?
Just as there are bells for weddings, there are bells for divorce. There's a difference, though. Everyone hears wedding bells. They ring out joyously. But only a few hear divorce bells. In fact, they're not even ringing.
But I hear them. They sound so deep, so sad.
Those kind of bells only ring in your heart. Do you hear them?
Oh, yes. Where are you going?
Back to happiness. We haven't finished the Sunday papers.
But you aren't going to leave me here.
This is Reno. Isn't this the place where you wanted to come?
Yes, but I...
Then stay here and listen to the bells. You know, sometimes they ring so loudly in your heart, they break it.
No, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop. Oh,
Mommy. What's the matter, Mommy?
Oh, nothing, darling. I just had a dream. Now, go back to sleep. It was nothing at all.
Although she told Janie it was nothing at all, the bells continued to ring in her heart. Now, I believe you ladies deserve the best in everything. That's why you should does your dishes. Sure, when I say does is best, it does everything in your wash. I'm not forgetting your dishpan.
I wish I could forget it.
Well, that proves you need does. This new kind of soap does everything for dishes. Now, take suds. Suppose you could get suds that stand up until the last dish is done.
I'd like that.
And suppose those suds cut tough grease without hard scouring.
I'd like that.
And along with that, suppose you could get extra kindness for your hands.
I'd like that.
Then stop supposing and start dozing. Does all that for dishes.
Everything?
Sure, everything. You'll find this new kind of soap pops into suds the instant water hits it. And you don't keep adding more soap because does suds stand up through the last greasy pan. And how they tie into tough grease, why, it's gone in a flash. Yet does is kinder to hands than any other leading wash day soap. Does leaves hands wonderfully soft and smooth. So do dishes with a soap that does best. In the dishpan, too, does everything. Be sure to listen Monday when D-U-Z, Does, will again bring you another absorbing episode on Road of Life. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Help our armies make haste. Stop waste. When you do dishes, don't waste soap. Soap contains materials needed to speed victory.